In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This, our fourth Sunday of our Lenten season, we know is traditionally known as Laetare Sunday, taking its name from the first words of our introit, which enjoin us to rejoice. For our time of vindication is almost near, and our time of preparation is almost at an end. There are still several weeks remaining as we await the Lord's glorious resurrection and the fulfillment of God's promises for us, which means our diligence needs to continue and remain. But as it was for us on Transfiguration Sunday, so it is for us today, to be reminded yet again of the power of God, what it is that God accomplishes for us, and that is the reason why we continue to persevere. The Lord indeed does great things for us, conquering sin and death once and for all, and doing likewise in each of us, most especially when we approach him and ask him for the grace to have our sins remitted. Our gospel today from St. John, the sixth chapter of that gospel, beginning with the feeding of the 5,000 and concluding with the bread of life discourse, is the most vivid reminder of God's desire to care for his people. God conquers sin and death. God brings to new life. God feeds and nourishes. He anoints and he revivifies and sanctifies us. These are all real and true things that God accomplishes for us. Our task is to be faithful and to be constant. Not only because God does things for us, but precisely because in doing the things that he has accomplished for us, he shows the solicitude and the love that he has for us. It is that reason, not because we receive something from him, but because who he is in himself, that motivates us to be in relationship with him. There are so many things that are wrong with the world and the church today. It seems to not be a necessary segue from what I just said. But the point is this, brothers and sisters, for all the things that may at times stand in the way of our relationship with God, there are many more things that allow that relationship to flourish. However, the choice is yours. Will you allow yourself to be weighed down by the things that swirl around us? As serious, as confusing as those things may be, or will you likewise have recourse to the power of God that gives strength and allows us to persevere? We may not always have all the strength we want. We may not always have all the power that we want. We may not always have all the energy we want in our spiritual journeys. But all we have to do is stay with the Lord. And what's the Lord's desire? That we be fed and nourished. What's his desire? That we may have abundant life in this life and in the life to come. And he accomplishes that for us. Not he will do that. Not he did do that. Yes, he did. And yes, he will. But he does that for us now. So whatever cares or concerns you have, whatever is weighing on your heart, whatever it is you are struggling with at this moment, you need to go to our Lord. And to realize that if he can take simple gifts of bread and wine and offer them to us as his body and blood, as fulfillment of that promise of love that he has for us, if he can walk on the water, if he can conquer sin and death by dying himself and rising to new life, whatever problems, whatever difficulties, whatever struggles you endure, you can bring those to the Lord and he will give you the strength. Some of those he may fix himself. Other of those he may ask you for some time to carry the cross and allow that cross to purify you and to purify others as well. But whatever the disposition may be, whatever it is that God asks of you, there will be grace sufficient for the task set before you. And all that he wants in return is that constancy and that perseverance. And so we do continue our Lenten journey. And in a sense, maybe we turn up the burners, if you will, in our disciplines and our sacrifices. This is not the time to say, since I'm at an inn, I can take my foot off. Rather, put the pedal to the metal. Remain steadfast in what it is that you're being asked to do. Maybe even in these remaining weeks, taking on even more. So that when the time comes and we are there with our Lord at the foot of the cross, we can be there with that same degree of surety with which our Blessed Mother and the beloved disciple were. And then with that same surety, we can greet our risen Lord, who when he comes to us with new life, brings us peace once and for all. The people followed our Lord in the gospel today because they saw great signs. But we have the greatest sign himself, our Lord present to us even at this precise moment. What more do you need? What more could you want to continue to spur you onward to do what God has commanded you to do? And so rejoice and give thanks to God for the new life and the blessings he bestows upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.